For this Monday, September 29th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting on. Indiana State Police officials say one person was arrested after injuring a trooper in a crash on Saturday morning. Around 8:38 a.m., an Indiana State Police official was outside his patrol vehicle conducting a traffic stop with a semi on I-64 westbound at the 10-mile marker when another semi traveling west failed to yield and sideswiped the patrol vehicle. The trooper fell to the ground during the crash and received minor injuries. Indiana State Police says the trooper was able to get back into his patrol car and pursue the semi until it stopped at the 8-mile marker. The driver of the semi was identified as Kyle Homan, 36 years of age, of Sandoval, Illinois. He was arrested without incident and taken to the Posey County Jail. The trooper was transported to Deaconess Midtown, Evansville, for minor injuries. United Way of Posey County has announced that on November 1st, they are having a Pajamas All-Day 5K run and 1-mile walk, as well as a Kids Dash. It will start at the Cox Group at 8 a.m. on November 1st, and the Kids Dash will follow the 5K run and 1-mile walk. The run and walk is $25 per person, and the 50-yard and 100-yard Kids Dash is $5 per kid. You can sign up online at runsignup.com. If you sign up before October 17th, you will receive a free T-shirt. Coming up tonight at 5:30 here on Posey County Radio is the North Posey and Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. The North Posey Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher is the host of the show. The Vikings have won 3 straight games and are 5-1 of the season after they beat South Spencer at home this past Friday, 49-28. The game was tied 28-28 heading into the fourth quarter, and North Posey outscored South Spencer in the fourth quarter 21-0. Vikings quarterback Carter Schickel was 19 for 23 passing, for 273 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Schickel has now thrown 20 touchdowns and only 1 interception on the season. Brett Bucher carried the ball 21 times for 190 yards and 3 touchdowns. North Posey is on the road at Forest Park this Friday. The Mount Vernon Show is on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The Wildcats failed to win their 3rd straight game on Friday as they lost at home versus Southridge 21-6. Southridge controlled the game with 384 yards total, including 288 yards on the ground. Mount Vernon finished with 158 yards total. The Wildcats are now 4-2 on the year, and they hit the road to square off with Heritage Hills on Friday. In professional sports, yesterday was the final day of the Major League Baseball regular season, and the Chicago Cubs finished it off with a 3-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals in Chicago 2-0. The Cubs closed the year with a 92-70 record. They are the top wildcard team in the National League and will play the San Diego Padres at home in the best-of-3 wildcard series that starts tomorrow afternoon at 2:08. The Cardinals' season ends on a 4-game losing streak and with a record of 78-84. They miss out on the playoffs for a 3rd straight year. The Cincinnati Reds' magic number for a playoff berth heading into the final day of the season yesterday was just 1. Despite their 4-2 loss at the Milwaukee Brewers, they are still ahead of the postseason because the New York Mets lost their game at the Miami Marlins. The Reds' record is 83-79, and they finished tied with the Mets, but had the head-to-head tiebreaker for the final wildcard spot in the National League. The Reds head to Los Angeles for a best-of-3 wildcard series with the Dodgers on Tuesday night at 8:08. From the NFL on Sunday, it was week 4 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts lost for the first time this season as they got beat in Los Angeles by the Rams 27-20. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones was 24 for 33 passing for 262 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Indianapolis is 3-1 on the year. They return home on Sunday to play the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chicago Bears have won back-to-back games as they hang on in Las Vegas versus the Raiders 25-24. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was 22 for 37 passing for 212 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Chicago improves to 2-2, and they are now on a bye this week. The Tennessee Titans are still winless as they got shut out at the Houston Texans 26-0. Titans rookie quarterback Cam Ward had a rough afternoon, completing 10 of his 26 passes for 108 yards. He also threw an interception. Tennessee is 0-4, and they play another road game on Sunday at the Arizona Cardinals. That's news and sports for this Monday, September 29th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.